Alright guys, and welcome back to our Car Class Podcast. I'm your host, 18-time Australian champion David Serra, and today I'm going to be discussing a winning mindset. Now, this is something that's often overlooked. We pay a lot of money for our race tires, and we pay a lot of money to get a good engine, and we buy brand new go-karts, and we still find ourselves finishing in the middle of the pack. And we're now wondering to ourselves, well, we've got all the equipment, we're getting coaching, and we still can't move up the pack. So what can it be? Well, a lot of it comes down to the mindset, how we're thinking, what we're stressing about, what we're confident in, and the drivers that we might be nervous when we're driving on the track with. Now, all of these things, that inside noise, like as a driver, you put your helmet on and it's only you now. Like you start your engine and you're the one in control. All that coaching most likely has gone out the door, because when there's 20 other people in your race and they're trying to carve you up in the first couple of laps, it's very hard to try and remember what that coach was saying to you. So you're going to do a lot of your homework before you actually get to the track. And you want to have that positive, that winning mindset, as we like to call it, before you actually put that helmet on. Now, the first thing we want to try and touch on is, if you don't believe in yourself, then no one else will. Like, you need to have that confidence and that self-esteem to say, you know what, I can do it. Not necessarily are we always looking to try and win, but winning for you, if you're in the mid-pack, is coming 10th place now instead of 15th, or it might be setting a new personal best lap time. So as we're saying, like, winning is different for different people, but having those mini wins in your own ability is going forward. And that's what we're trying to do when we're driving. We're trying to improve, set new benchmarks, set new goals, and achieve those personal bests. But when it comes to believing in yourself, you want to believe that there's no reason that if you have equipment that's capable, that you can go and do a reasonable job. You can do a good job out there. Then when it came to myself and leading into, you know, these big races, whether it was an Australian title race or a Scusa Supernats or a Rotax World Finals, it was more knowing that at the top end of racing, and kart racing is no different to motor racing, if you have as good of equipment as the guy next to you, you really have to back yourself in, and you really have to say that if a certain driver is breaking at a certain point, there's no reason why I can't at least match that, or just try and, you know, push it an extra 15 centimeters, for example. Or if this person's just clipping the curb, can I clip it a little bit more to shorten the racetrack? So it's trying to tell yourself that if you can see other drivers doing it, then there's no reason that you can't achieve it yourself. The other thing that I was really good at was visualizing myself winning races. And so whether that was the night before, trying to reprogram myself driving the lap on the track. So if I've already been to, you know, say for example, Todd Road is our local track at in Melbourne. I've raced there, you know, say for example, I don't know, 5,000 times. But the night before a race, I would just try and visualize myself driving that perfect lap. And knowing that if I drove a perfect lap and I believed that I was better than everyone else, that I'd go and win the race. So I'm visualizing myself actually crossing the line first and celebrating that victory. And having that emotion of what it feels like to win races, you start to think about those times and start to believe in yourself. And that was really good for me, because when I start to put my helmet on, put my visor down before I went for a race, just visualizing those perfect laps, the winning culture, that was something that when things got a bit tough and there was a few people trying to pass you on the first couple of laps, you sort of believe that, no, I've just got to get back to those marks. You know where to brake on this track. You know where to drive. You know which curbs to hit. You know where to pass. And bang, 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 hit those, you know, few markers, and all of a sudden you're in the lead and you've got the race win. Now, it doesn't always happen like that. I would always go into a race thinking that I've got as good a chance of winning as anyone else. Now, where that meant I was starting first, I was starting 10th. There was a couple of races at Todd Road where I started outside the top 20. I started last in a Rotax Pro Tour race. I think it was about 26th position. And over the 20 lap race, I went and won the final. So it was that attitude of, I do not care who's in front of me. If there's a gap, I'm going for it. As I said, I know that I'm faster than other drivers. I started the back because of a mechanical error in the pre-final. So I back myself in no matter where I was on the track. And that's very, very important. But like I said, you need to visualize yourself actually going to do it. Now, in any sport, the top end of the sport, those guys, they definitely believe they're better than everyone else in that competition. So if you're looking at the way that Lewis Hamilton dresses when he goes to a Formula One race, he oozes that bit of confidence in himself. Like, he wears his extravagant outfits, but he's sort of going there knowing that he's in the spotlight. People are looking at what he's doing. You look at basketball, the way they enter an arena with the big loud music and stuff to really pump up those people. But you can see the top athletes. LeBron James has his pre-game ritual where he throws his dust up into the air and he gets the crowd going up and onto his side. But you're looking at, say, a mid-tier NBA basketball player. Man, they must be seriously talented to just be in NBA and athletic ability they have, the way they jump and they can run. But if that mid-pack player doesn't believe that he's as good as LeBron James, and look, he obviously isn't, or probably isn't, he's not going to get to that level because he doesn't believe he can do it. He's not going to take the shots that LeBron would take, or Lewis Hamilton's breaking at the 50-meter mark, but the other guy doesn't have the confidence. He's going to break at the 55-meter point. So there's that 5-meter difference. So it's actually just believing that you're better than the competition. Same in any discipline, like I said, in sport, like the way that Tiger Woods would have that mental edge over his competitors in golf. Now, that's a lot of concentration to have over, you know, a 4 or 5 hour round, to have every single shot and have that pinpoint precision. And other athletes against him, you could see, well, like, what's Tiger doing? You know, where's he on the leaderboard? Faraday hit a good shot, or he just made a massive putt, and then all of a sudden it puts the pressure back onto the other competitors. But you can see the way he struts to pick up the ball or to go to the next tee box. You know, he oozes that confidence and he sort of puts himself above his other competitors. So from a racing point of view, from a karting point of view, it's not showing that you're nervous going to a race. Like, you want to sort of, you know, walk with confidence going to the grid, and you want to have that body language is like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for battle here. And whatever you guys have got, I've got a little bit more in my back pocket. So you want to try and have, yeah, I say that mental edge over your competitors if you want to get that winning mindset going. Because if you're like, oh, far out, you know, Dave Serra's in the race, or it might be Joe Turney. Straight away, if you're already worried about what they're going to do, then the chances are you're not going to actually reach your full potential. And your full potential might be good enough to beat us guys, you know, beat the more experienced racers. So you want to believe that you can do it each time you hit the track. And as I said, even if you're in that mid-pack, you want to set yourself those mini goals to try and achieve, to push yourself up to that winning mindset where you can actually be on the podium soon enough. So hopefully that information has given you a little bit of an insight into what it takes to get to that top level of kart racing. If you guys want to know more about the winning mindset and how we can actually help kart racing drivers out, then we have our Champions program. That's sort of more dedicated to not just driving techniques and racecraft, but it is that mindset where we really dive deep into the visualization, the positivity, how to bounce back when things are going crap. Because there's a lot of times in motorsport where a change just comes off and you really lose your crap at the mechanics or your parents and things, how they didn't fall in your favor. And we try and really discuss how you can bounce back from those mini hurdles and get back on the horse pretty quickly and get back to those winning races. So yeah, if you want to know more about our kart class programs, just visit kartclass.com. We'll keep in touch for our future podcast episodes, and thanks very much for tuning in. Cheers.